Well, local author Jill Kohler is just dipping her toe into an exciting venture. It's called The Heart of a Bowman. Jill Kohler, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, well, okay, so now, Jill, for people who might not know, you are a local author. Tell us about who you are, what you're doing in Central Ontario.
Okay, well, we live right in between Barrie and Orillia, and my husband and I are both on staff at Redeemer City Church in Orillia. We love it. And we're very involved in Barrie. So my son goes to high school in Barrie, and I homeschool here. So I've got four kids, and yeah, we're super local.
Now, hold on. You homeschool children. How do you find time to write a book?
That's a great question. I don't really have an answer, but it's happened. No, I do write at night, actually. So when my kids and my husband go to bed, I will stay up and write to the wee hours, and I'm probably killing myself slowly. But it's how it happened, yeah. So I'm thankful for it.
Well, you're driven by your inspiration and your faith as well for this particular project before we get into it, right?
Yes. So I love the Lord with my whole heart. And I feel like the Bible, the gospel, what Christ did for us is the greatest story. It proves the ultimate inspiration always. And I was just hoping to write something to make that accessible, that would echo the gospel message, just point to God's self-sacrifice for us, and be something that, you know, kids who don't have faith could read and love, and that it would be just a clear gospel picture for them.
Mm. Now, you're writing kind of for, what is it, what age group would you say?
So I would be categorized as a young adult. It's probably anything 12 and up. But also lots of adults have read it, so, and often do. Lots of adults read young adults.
Now, okay, let's get into this story here. The title of the book is called The Heart of a Bowman. Can you please just give us, no spoilers or whatever, but just the synopsis of what world are we in here?
Okay, so it's a vertical world. There's four tiers, and they all have a different kind of climate and biome, as it were, and they have to trade with each other vertically because they don't have what they would need to sustain, you know, to thrive. And so because of that, they hoist everything vertically, and there's lighter than aircraft pirates that steal from the hoist. They're hoistments, not shipments, when they're trading. Uh-huh. And then the Bowman Corps is this elite soldier that shoots down those lighter than aircraft pirates. So that's kind of the world that you're living in, but it's steeped in faith, and the Bowman would be the highly trained elite soldier. And then you have a princess in the mix. So she's always wanted to be a Bowman and can't for lots of reasons, but her royal birth being one of them. And so she's trained as an archer. And then the book begins with one of the tiers is attacked, and so they're invaded. And a Bowman and the princess, kind of in disguise, are not in the castle when it happens. Uh-huh. And so they've witnessed it, and it's really only them that can do anything about it. And so they end up having to stave off invasion and kind of save the realm.
Wow. Oh, okay. Now, this is just to whet the appetite. This is book one. How many more are coming?
So two and three are already written. I wrote them all together so that they would be seamless and make a lot of sense. Like, right, they wouldn't conflict. If you do it separately, sometimes you have problems, right? So I wrote them all together, and I just submitted book two to my publisher just last month in December. So that comes out this December, and then book three is also already written.
Perfect. Well, it's great to get the first one and then dive into it maybe in the spring and summer, and then by Christmas you get a present under the tree. It's book two, right?
That would be exactly the ideal. Thank you.
I assume that the book will be available on all your standard platforms, right?
Yes, Amazon, amazon.ca and .com, barnesandnoble.com. Yeah, so you can get it all those ways.
Okay, yeah. But what about you? What's your website?
Oh, jillkohler.com. Ah. So one L in Jill, though.
Yeah, okay, that's very important.
Yeah, one L in Jill. So J-I-L Kohler, K-O-L-L-E-R.com.
.com. We'll provide those links, too, and people can click over and get a little taste of what The Heart of a Bowman would be, and then go ahead and grab the book for your young adults or just for yourself, right?
That'd be great.
Perfect. Jill Kohler, thanks for being with us.
Gil, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.